This story is from the Bible, and it's a story about a girl named Esther. Esther was very beautiful. She had beautiful eyes and beautiful hair and a beautiful face, and everyone said she was lucky to be so beautiful. But Esther didn't really feel lucky. Her mother and her father had died, and that made her sad. And she was living far away from home in a strange city, and that made her sad. But one thing Esther was really, really thankful for, and that was her cousin, Mordecai. Her cousin was quite a bit older than she was and had taken her into his family and acted as her father, and he was wise and kind and took really good care of her. So Esther was happy for that. Esther was so beautiful that when she became old enough, she was chosen to be the queen in the whole kingdom. People said she was lucky to be the queen, but Esther didn't feel lucky. Because the queen, just like everybody else, had to do exactly what the king said. And the king, you never could tell. Was he going to be happy or mad? Was he going to want to see her or not see her? What was he going to want? What was he going to do? So Esther found it very difficult to be the queen. One day, Esther got a horrible, horrible piece of news. She found out that the king had signed a command that all the Jewish people living in his kingdom should be killed. Well, Esther was horrified because she was Jewish and her cousin Mordecai, who took such good care of her, was Jewish. She had never told this to the king, but there were just so many people that she loved and cared about that were Jewish. And Esther realized, as frightened as she was, that she was probably the only person who could do anything about this. She was the only person who had some chance of convincing the king what a terrible mistake this would be. And so, even though she was really afraid and it was really dangerous, she went to the king and she did her very best to explain why he should not take this terrible action. And the king listened to Esther and he agreed with her. I'm going to change my commandment, he said. I'm going to revoke that law. It's not going to happen after all. The Jewish people will not be killed. And everyone said that Esther was very lucky that she had been able to save her people. But Esther knew that luck didn't have anything to do with it. It was courage born from her faith in God that helped her to speak up at just the right time. And so Esther gave thanks to God, and so did all the Jewish people in the kingdom give thanks to God. And we're going to give thanks to God today. Let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the wonderful people who care for us and love us and teach us. We thank you for your grace and strength and power, which is always with us, even at times when we're scared or confused, to help us know what we should say and what we should do. We thank you for the people in the Bible like Esther, who give us an example of how to trust you and follow you. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, who loved us and loves the world and is with us always. And we pray in his name. Amen.